We are very pleased to welcome the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir to Richmond today. They are performing this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Cathedral of the Sacred Heart. And I am very pleased to welcome their chief conductor, Kaspars Putnins, to the show today. Kaspars, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me.
You're very welcome.
Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the ensemble and the extensive repertoire that you guys perform?
The Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir was funded 35 years ago. We celebrated its 35th anniversary last summer. And basically since then, it has been one of the distinguished ensembles of our region. I can say that because at the time I was a young student yet, and I remember myself always looking forward for their performances and always following their repertoire policies and their sound and so forth. And since then, the choir has been well-known in the choir world, especially in Europe, and has done a lot of all different kinds of repertoire. If the second half of your question is about repertoire, then basically the group like ours, which is the full-time professional ensemble, is more or less doing anything which is written for vocal ensemble or a choir. I mean the repertoire spanning from Renaissance polyphony up to complex scores of 21st century. Maybe we're not doing quite enough of the polyphony. I think we should do a little bit more, and we would have good capabilities to do that. But the real life is obviously leading us into particular routes, and the choir is, of course, most well known for its collaboration with Estonian composer Arvo Pärt, and then a lot of 19th century music is being performed.
And some of that is on today's program, correct? What are folks in store for that are heading out to the cathedral this afternoon?
Well, the program is called Northern Land and Spirit, and it is a combination of Estonian music and the music of our neighbors. Both of these neighbors are representing the music of 19th century, and they are Piotr Tchaikovsky, from Russia, and Jean Sibelius, the very famous Finnish classic. The rest of the program is Estonian music, as I already mentioned. Big part of the first part is written by Arvo Pärt, who is probably the best-known Estonian composer in the world. And in the second half, we will perform a couple of works by Veljo Tormis, who unfortunately passed away a couple of weeks ago. And he was very well known for his knowledge and ability to incorporate the elements of traditional music into very contemporary scores.
Now, you obviously are popular, this organization, all around the world now. So how do you go about planning your concert schedule, incorporating concerts both in Estonia and tours that take you to different parts of the world? This is your 15th tour of the U.S. since 1990, I understand.
Yeah, well, this is my first tour with the choir. I'm with them now for 2.5 years. This is the middle of my third season. Well, planning is, of course... part of our job.
Right.
We have to realize our own ideas, our own strategies, and then there are promoters and festivals who want us, and then we have to somehow balance the two.
And you've worked with many of the world's premier orchestras. How does this help you reach a wider audience?
Well, I don't know if working with the orchestras for this particular choir has helped much in reaching out for the audience. Of course, the oratorio repertoire is way bigger than a cappella choral music. It attracts much more audience. But the position of Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir is somehow special, specifically because of relationship to Arvo Pärt. Mm. I think, well, at least this is how I see it. From my point of view, the choir has been nominated for its recordings of Arvo Pärt's music several times for a Grammy Award. And actually, a couple of years ago, one of the CDs that was recorded by Philharmonic Chamber Choir actually got the award. So I think we as an ensemble, we are probably more associated with a cappella repertoire, specifically with music by Arvo Pärt, maybe also some other big repertoire like Mendelssohn or Brahms or Rachmaninoff, instead of relationships with the orchestras. Although, we collaborate with orchestras on a regular basis, both at home and abroad, and actually this tour to United States and Canada is not an exception. The last week of the tour, the choir will spend in Florida collaborating with a symphony from Sarasota. I am not there myself. Okay. These concerts will be conducted by the artistic director of Sarasota Orchestra, Anno Talli.
So it's really a wide range of projects that you have undertaken. Now, getting back to those recordings you mentioned, you do have 14 Grammy nominations, and you've won 2 Grammys for Best Choral Performance. Now, you just took over as chief conductor a few years ago. What are your thoughts and goals regarding future projects of the ensemble?
Well, first of all, it is, of course, a huge honor and privilege for me to work with this outstanding ensemble. And I enjoy, you know, every day meeting them and every concert that we, every minute on stage together with them, as they are really wonderful musicians, and they form a fantastic, very sensible ensemble altogether. My policies are very much basically rooted in that trajectory, that momentum that the choir actually has had. So I am not revolutionary changing its course in any way, because the tradition of the choir, its own identity, its brand is very, very strong, and it has to be maintained. It has to be polished. What I am doing, I am slightly stretching the repertoire boundaries, mostly towards avant-garde contemporary repertoire. And even though the choir is well known for its relationship with contemporary composers, I'm trying to even more sort of broaden and intensify these relationships, especially with the composers in Estonia, because we have a bunch of really very talented, very interesting composers in all different age groups, in all different generations. And we are the best repertoire is harvested if that relationship is regular. I mean, if you don't just commission one piece by piece, you know, but if you really grow into a kind of relationship with composers, so that they really know the choir very well, and the choir knows them, and then we sort of broaden the whole understanding, the whole vocabulary of what the sound of the choir, or what the sound of Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir is or can be.
Kaspers, I thank you for spending a few moments with me this morning, and we look forward to your concert this afternoon here in Richmond.
Yeah, well, we are very much looking forward ourselves, of course.
That's Kaspers Putnins, the chief conductor of the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, performing this afternoon at the Cathedral of the Sacred Heart here in Richmond.